Hello. Today I would like to talk about the problems with photography. So when I say that, I don't mean that there's something inherently wrong about photography, but a lot of the time it's photographers that are the problem. And I think when I say that, I don't necessarily mean all photographers, and I don't mean photographers as a type of person, that there's something wrong with them, as it were. I consider myself one. But what I do mean is that, especially when people are starting out within photography or filmmaking or something creative, really, there is the problem of gear lust. And when I say that, I mean that you kind of get into something and you see all this shiny equipment and you go, wow, that's amazing. It can do all of this, that, and the other. But does it actually need to do that? And do you need it to do that? So I'm part of some Facebook groups that look at photography and filmmaking and other things. But the biggest problem quite often is that when people are posting to these groups questions and such that kind of look at equipment out there, 9 times out of 10, it's what equipment should I get? What should I buy? What's the best XYZ for this? And it normally elicits the same response from people: severe anger. And that's not because that people don't want to help, because I think most people do. But the problem is that people ask the same question time and time again. And it's, especially now when you can search Facebook groups for answers, or you can look online for answers to questions, it becomes tricky to not get annoyed when the answers are out there already. You don't have to pose them over and over again. So, for example, what would be the best camera for photographs? Now, for a start, that is such a huge question. What type of photographs? For a start, what is your budget? What kind of needs do you have as a photographer? Now, unless you know the answers to those questions already, you can't necessarily say, but it becomes tricky when people just say, what's the best camera? And there is no such thing necessarily as the best camera. I think every company makes cameras that have pros and cons, whether it be features, price, functionality, inherent hardware differences. So, for example, some companies, their sensors are better at picking up certain colours or displaying certain colours. Software is easier to use. And not only that, personal preference on brand. Branding is important to people, and I think to ignore that is silly. I myself can't say I have too many brands that I am religious with. I'll give most brands a go. And if it turns out that their products are naff, then I won't buy again. But that's me. But some people, they've used a product in the past, and that's all they will ever use in the future. So as I said, going back, it's tricky to really kind of answer these types of questions. But when you look online and you can find so many answers, so simply just type into Google best camera, there are loads of articles. And for a start, it depends on what kind of criteria you're searching for. So if it's best cameras under £200, £500, £1,000, each price bracket will have differences. Obviously, under a certain price, you're looking at restricted features, kind of less for your money. And that then kind of muddies the water a bit. So I think really the best camera is any you have. If you're serious about making content, whether it be visual or audio, so photos, videos, podcasts, you name it, the best equipment you can get is the best equipment you can get for your budget, really. If you have £100, spend that £100. If you have £1,000, spend that £1,000 on equipment. Obviously, if you go into a certain price bracket, you get the benefits of that price bracket. If you spend £1,000 on a microphone, for example, you're going to get, 9 times out of 10, a product that has been tested, researched, developed to the point where it costs that much. Well, it doesn't, but it's worth that, really. So, you know, as I said, I think it's really more a case of the best equipment you can get is the best equipment you can afford to get, especially if you're focused on one certain area. So, for example, if your focus is kind of macro photography, for example, the best equipment you can get is something with a macro lens. If you can't afford a macro lens, then it's going to be tricky to take macro photos. Yes, you can get kind of cheap knockoff adapters and things, but they're never going to be as good as a purpose-built macro lens. It's just a fact. It really does come down to answering those questions. What is the purpose of the thing you're going to purchase? What are you actually going to use it for? Is it going to be used to its full potential? If not, why not? If you have, I don't know, £2,000 to spend, don't necessarily just buy a £2,000 camera, but think about the features that it has. If it has the bells and whistles that you'll never touch, why bother with the bells and whistles? Save yourself £500 and get something that you're actually going to make use of, and spend that other £500 on other bits and pieces. So, yeah, I think that realistically, it's a minefield of a question, but it's actually kind of easily answered if you actually kind of take a minute, sit down and think about what you're going to do with it, how you're going to use it. I mean, the equipment I've got isn't flash. It's kind of entry-level equipment, but it does the job that I need it to, and I use it, I believe, well. I could very well be proven wrong on that matter, but hey. You need to ask these questions to yourself before really asking others. What camera do I actually need? What is my budget? And I think once you have those two kinds of questions answered, you can realistically look. So I need it for still photos. I have a budget of £400. Okay, with those two criteria, you can go out and you can look at what cameras are available. You can look at what lenses are available, what accessories are available. And that way you can really plan and really make use of what you get. So yeah, that's my take on it, really. Yeah, so to kind of summarize, I think realistically, if you're looking at buying some new equipment, you have to be able to answer certain questions before going out and buying. One is, what do I need this equipment for? Another is, what budget do I realistically have? So yeah, answer those questions, then go to Google, go to Facebook groups, but give them the information that they need to help. Maybe try searching for things first before asking a question to see if somebody else has already asked it. And if not, by all means, ask away. Say that you've searched. and somebody else might have found something similar, just use a different search phrase and kind of refer you to it. But if you need help, ask. Don't be an island. The best camera you have, or the best equipment you have, is the equipment you can afford and the equipment you can use properly. So thank you for listening, guys, and see you soon. Bye.